On this episode of Off the Cuff, we talk about the top NBA 75 list that they put out about a week ago, and we all have some interesting opinions on it. Roll the music. Welcome back to another episode of Off the Cuff. No, we're not doing the NFL prediction series. Who do I have with me? I got Nakori.
Hi, ho.
Who's been on for like the last 10 episodes. I've got Latif, who has one of the best Off the Cuff prediction records we've ever seen at 15-1. Didn't decide to defend his title, so you know you're a loser for that. Can't even lie to you, Latif.
Just here, bro.
And then we also have got elite NBA analyst and also And I don't know about Ali. He's a Clippers fan. We also have Quavell Cook making his debut on the podcast. And we got to go over this NBA 75 list that they didn't do a good job.
I'll say they
didn't do a good job.
They made more than they missed, though.
When you leave out, we're just gonna hop right into it. Right, for the fact Dwight Howard got left out. I know Dwight hasn't had a stellar career, but when you win three Defensive Player of the Year awards in a row and take your team to the finals in the midst of all that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know how you leave him out, but you put in Damian Lillard.
And Klay
Damian
Thompson.
Lillard shouldn't be there. I don't know. Clay's
Dame should. I get
why you
Dame.
Down. Oof. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
See, I don't have my. Oh, they're right here. All right. So
I just don't get like Clay.
Dame most definitely has. I feel like
Clay's arguable because like you could switch Clay out.
I think he deserved to be on there, man. The second greatest shooter of all time. He holds a 3-point record.
He's the second.
He's second. Yes.
Second to Curry.
He's second to Curry?
Yes. You can't say that when he literally has a three-point record.
I feel like it's Curry, Larry Bird, and then
Larry
after that.
Bird?
Yes. Bird
is like.
Bird is a good. He's top five, but he's not better than Clay. Clay holds the record.
He holds the record.
He has the record.
He's not better than Clay.
What do you mean?
He's not better than Clay as a shooter. As a player.
As a player.
Just get on somebody's mic. You can just hop in and out. You don't have to be on the whole time.
How about Willie T?
I think Larry could be. Second, like, best three-point shooter.
So, can we just talk about, like, the first, like, the list? Like, can we just go down?
I mean,
like,
we're going to – look, it's the NBA. We're all fans. We're all going to argue about this.
I think my
only problem with the list is, one, Carmelo Anthony should not be there, should never be there. He didn't win anything.
The Olympics, though.
Why do you think that?
Compared to
international.
Who they have on that list and who they left out on that list – this is where I'll say you could put Clay in there for Carmelo Anthony. Melo has zero MVPs, zero rings. Only thing he really has is all-star appearances.
In a scoring title.
Like, what does that get you? Like, Dame shouldn't be on there. Like, the only thing Carmelo has is an exit out of the first and second round every year.
He still has, like, that play style. He still has it, though.
This isn't a top 75, like, best scorers or players.
This is best like, all time.
Like, play, and he's one of those.
Like, this no, is
not. Where's T-Mac?
He is bro, not top yeah, 75.
Has
that
T-Mac. If this play style, then T-Mac should be on here.
Yeah, if Carmelo on there, T-Mac should be on there. Yeah.
Bro, Carmelo most definitely
Carmelo shouldn't be on there.
He has that legacy. Carmelo should be on there.
For who they left out, when you leave out Dikembe, who won Defensive Player of the Year, when you leave out Dwight Howard, who won that.
Kyrie.
I'm sorry. You leave out Kyrie, and then you leave out Clay, but you put in Carmelo. Ugh.
I understand it. I feel like some of the people that are on here, like, as of right now, I don't feel like they deserve to be there. I feel like some of the...
The ones I don't like, Carmelo, Westbrook, Harden. And look, for Westbrook and Harden, it's not that I don't think they should be on. It's like they could be switched out. Like, they're replaceable. Like, they... Like, compared to the guys they left out, they could be swapped. Like, Westbrook, I don't know. Anthony Davis shouldn't be on there. Not yet.
Westbrook should be on there because he did have all those triple-doubles.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll give Westbrook
a
pass.
He's there for the stats.
But AD, Dame, and Harden, I'm just like, they don't
They're
really
just,
need to be on there.
AD is too young in his career. He's not even 28
too young.
Yet.
Why is Chris Paul on here?
Chris Paul
deserves to be on here. Yeah, I'll give Chris Paul.
He definitely deserves to be on here.
He's
the greatest point. He's one of the greatest point guards of all time.
Carmelo Anthony.
I sure do.
Chris Paul has done more than Melo.
Bro, so you're telling me? Look at what's going on right now. You have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden on the same team. But back in the day, it was CP3, Carmelo Anthony.
No, it wasn't.
And James Harden. Yes, it was. They were all on the same team on the Rockets.
That doesn't. Carmelo.
Chris Paul was injured. Those Carmelo was not as good as he is.
That's what I'm saying.
He hasn't accepted his role. And
but
Harden
was still good,
Harden.
Though.
He was solid. Nerdy.
Okay. Bro, you're telling me if you were building a perfect squad right now,
Carmelo?
Melo would not be in your mind.
No.
No. Carmelo is what?
I don't know who you think Melo is.
Bro, what do you mean by that?
Melo is not current LeBron.
Why do you look at Carmelo Anthony like this?
He paying you, bro?
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm listening, bro. I'm talking.
We're playing 2K right now.
We're playing 2K.
I'm not picking
Carmelo Anthony.
Bro, we got
to. We're playing 2K, and we pick all time.
Okay, all time.
Who's your squad?
Right.
Bro, so, Carmelo's not on the list. So,
You're not picking. Pick your squad.
First of all.
We're doing 5-on-5.
5-on-5. Okay.
You think you're picking Carmelo?
All right. Point guard, I'm most likely taking Chris Paul just because he does everything. He facilitates. He makes every team better. He's 36 and just took the Suns to the finals.
He didn't
Wait, hang on.
He didn't make the Rockets better. I don't care.
Let me put this, Carmelo. Look, Chris Paul's better than Westbrook. I'll tell you that right now. Easy. Chris Paul, every team Chris Paul has gone to, he has made the team better. The Thunder had a 1.7% chance of making the playoffs. He took them to the playoffs.
Against
the Hornets, he was drafted to that team in his first year. Took them almost to the playoffs. The Rockets made it to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years. They trade him for Westbrook. They can't even get past the second round. I don't want to stop it.
No, bro.
Stop it.
And Chris Paul's
really
way better.
Really, on Chris Paul.
I mean,
when he just overperformed. Phoenix to the fight. He was the last piece they needed to get to the finals.
CP3. He most definitely.
Got me heated.
I'll give him his props. He's solid. But I'm not
solid.
He's a Hall of Fame lock.
I'm not taking CP3. Yo. Over Carmelo.
You're taking a better passer, the better defender.
Turn
my mic back up.
Your mic's about to be off in the next 2 minutes with what you're saying.
Prime time.
Isn't his longevity better?
Way better, bro.
Yeah, what?
Look at him right now, bro.
Dude,
Chris Paul is still putting up quality numbers.
I'm not taking CP3 over prime time. I'm not taking CP3 over Melo right now.
You're not taking.
No.
You're tripping. You're not taking 20 points, 20 assists, Chris Paul over Carmelo Anthony.
This is how I like my teams. I like my teams. I want a strong defense.
So you taking Carmelo Anthony?
Listen, bro, you're crazy.
Let him talk.
All right, so look, I want a strong defense. I want to be able to have good shooters, and I want good chemistry.
So you don't want the you're taking Carmelo over the top five man in steals all time.
Chris Paul does all that, bro.
Y'all jumping down my throat, bro. Like, give me a second.
Hang on,
Nakori. Listen to yourself. You want good defense. Carmelo barely plays defense.
You took the worst defender.
You got him on offense, but that's really it. And then you want good team chemistry. Carmelo's known to have chemistry problems. He didn't even make it the first half of the season with the Rockets. Played horrible in Oklahoma City. He got traded to the Bulls and then got immediately waived afterwards. He's only signed in L.A. because LeBron wants him. If he wasn't in L.A., if it wasn't LeBron on that team, he would have been in free agency just like Cam Newton in the NFL right now.
This is coming from someone who likes Melo. I like Melo better than
anybody. I don't dislike Melo. It's just everyone gives Melo so much props for a guy that really underperformed in his career with teams that he could have won titles with.
I'm taking Melo over CP3.
All right, but can we address another elephant in the room?
What's going on?
With Dennis Rodman. Y'all think he's top 75?
Rodman, top
75 over
the rebound guy, bro.
You don't think Rodman?
Rodman should be on there.
Rodman's the most.
Rodman has a better case.
Why do you think Rodman shouldn't be on there?
I mean,
he's a defensive player of the year.
He is a defensive player of the year, but they leaving out Dikembe Mutombo over him.
But here's what I'm saying. He is the second reason the Pistons won those back to back titles in 89 and 90? Yeah. He's the second reason behind Isaiah Thomas why they won those titles.
True.
He deserves to be on there before Dikembe, because before Dikembe, there's Dennis Rodman. Like, there's no, like, people talk about Draymond. There's no Draymond before there's Dennis Rodman, you know?
I might wake up tomorrow and just change my mind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like for people like that talk about Curry and Clay, it's like there's no Curry and Clay without Ray Allen. There's no Ray Allen without Reggie Miller. There's no Reggie Miller without Larry Bird.
There's no Curry without Reggie Miller.
That's what I'm saying. There's like it all starts with one person. Like, that's why I think Bird should be on. That's why I think Reggie should be on there. Because, I mean, like, before Larry, who was really taking the three-point shot? Reggie.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is not like an impact on the league list.
I mean, like, it's like it's like they took a mixture of both. It's like they took a mixture of a lot of
really just like accomplishments,
championships, accomplishments, how you've changed and shaped the league and stuff like that. Like, I see why some of these people are on here that maybe shouldn't be. Like, Rodman, one of the best rebounders of all time, really renovated the way people play defense.
ESPN this morning, I was watching, and they did, like, the top 75. But they did it, and they showed, like, the MVPs and awards.
What does Dame have then?
Which is they show.
Let's go to that real quick.
They show like,
why is Damian Lillard on this list?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Because that's off skill. That's just off skill. But in that case,
that's got to be recency bias.
In that case, I don't want to see any of the 50s and 60s guys on here.
Yeah, honestly.
Because like, yeah, Dame shouldn't be on here. That's the biggest L on here, if you ask me. The biggest miss is Dame and Melo. I don't think neither of these two guys should be on here. Chris Paul. I mean,
he's a lock.
He literally brings every team he's been on above 500 when he gets there. There's no question.
I like James Harden on this list. I know you don't, but he's literally the fourth greatest shooting guard of all time.
This is going to be James' worst year.
He has to stay back.
Harden's career at this point I feel like when I look at Harden's career, I just think of him getting to the free throw line every single time.
I feel like Harden already peaked.
When I think of Harden, I think of Harden in that conference finals where he missed every single three and they went like 7 for 34 in one quarter. That's when I think of Harden. I think of him just flopping all the time get his free throws. Yeah. I don't see Harden on this list. I see Westbrook on this list because, I mean, triple doubles, I'll give him a pass. But AD, Melo, Harden, did I already say Westbrook?
You said you like him on the list.
You let it.
Oh, wait, Westbrook's fine. I'm tripping. I'm stumbling over people. Who else was on there that I didn't like?
Do you want to? All right, so we're gonna go ahead.
I mean, Abdul Shabbar. No, I'm.
We're gonna. I'm a little. Is
Kareem really top 75? All
right, so look. This
I
is,
know Skip Bayless, this, Mad LeBron on there. This, like, he's thick.
If this was like order 1 through 75, it would be way worse.
Oh my God!
They did this safe route by going alphabetical order.
I feel like they went by like teams because like
it's
the
alphabetical.
No,
it's alphabetical.
It's alphabetical. Yeah, because they have Kareem Abdul, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, alphabetical.
Charles Barkley.
Honestly, I feel like some of those 50s and 60 guys, I wish we knew them more because I feel like some of those guys have a case to be taken out too.
Yeah,
no,
that's,
because
that's
this morning,
like Bob Cousy, he should stay on there. Bill Russell, well, it's Bill Russell.
He has an award named after him.
Jerry Lucas, he won.
Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, they all should be on there.
Yeah,
it's just like the guys that I don't know. Like, what was one of them? Like,
they showed some of the people that are on here.
Shout out to my boy Bob McAdoo.
They either won a championship or won MVP based off of what.
Or in Wilt's case, you put up 60 points, 30 rebounds.
Crazy.
Wilt Chamberlain, I don't know.
Shout out to Wilt, man.
Bro, that man put up 60 points, 40 rebounds, 40 rebounds, 70
Is Magic
points.
Johnson on here?
Yeah, he on here.
Yes.
He's definitely on here. Greatest point guard of all time, bro.
I didn't see Oscar Robertson, and I almost had a freak out moment.
I'm glad some people getting respect like Dwayne Wade. I don't be seeing a lot about him.
Yeah, D. Wade should be on there. Someone was arguing that. Shout out to Darren. Actually, no. Darren, I'm kind of mad at you for this. He said Reggie Miller.
What?
Kyrie Irving should be on there, not Reggie Miller.
What?
Nah, Reggie Miller.
Miller. What? Should Kyrie be on there? Yes. I mean, like,
definitely
compared
he should
to
be on
Dame,
yeah,
he should be on there.
He's way more accomplished.
I feel like there's like people that like that are snubbed that we're missing, like Vince Carter and Tracy.
Yeah.
They're two guys
VC.
I would take Vince. Vince, you could probably put in.
Dominique Wilkins
isn't in, but I feel like Dominique Wilkins was only known for really his dunks. He didn't win anything in his career.
Chris Bosh isn't on here.
No, he's not. I mean, he's not surprised. That's he wasn't fine. Really winning anything until he got to the Miami.
Still.
Yeah.
He was still a major part.
Cool.
Yeah.
But
who was not winning anything until they got to Miami?
Bosh. Bosh shouldn't be on this list. Bosh isn't top 75 of all time. Yeah. Come on.
There's Carmelo.
But Carmelo Anthony stuff. No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
I would definitely flip.
Can we
Carmelo.
Go back to this because we didn't even get to finish it? You just You 5-on-5. We're picking the five. We're each picking five players.
Let's do a draft. Let's just go all around. 5-on-5.
No, you start off first.
Okay, I'll start off first.
Some crazy.
I'm going with
PG.
What?
Your point guard. Your point guard. PG.
I was about to say.
Did y'all forgot that?
I thought you said Paul George. I was like,
hold on, we'll get there.
Point guard, top 75. I'm going most consistent.
Come on, bro.
I'm going.
It's still like two answers.
There's only two answers.
No, there's not. There's way more answers.
There's two answers.
There's two answers.
There's more.
If you want to lose, yeah, if there's three answers, but it's only two answers.
I'm going with Curry.
Okay.
I'm going Curry.
I was about to say, it's either Curry or Magic Johnson.
Shooting guard.
All right. Shooting guard.
There's no debate here. There's literally no debate.
Come on, man.
There is one man. There's
are you building this off like your favorite players or just
if you know
I'm building I'm trying to build it off of top 75.
Okay.
It's top 75. Then I don't know why you haven't said Michael Jordan.
J.R. Smith.
God, J.R. Smith, 3-point legend.
If J.R. Smith made it on the top 75 list, bro, I would
honestly
stop
watching hang on. Honestly, right, if you ask me, Alex Caruso should be on this list, and I'm gonna give you a reason why. Caruso was winning titles with LeBron. He was the third member of the Big Three in LA, and then he went to take over Michael Jordan's old home.
Stop, bro. Is that your only?
Caruso already finished the top five.
They need to unretire 23 and give it to Caruso.
I agree with you.
I was like, you need to stop. All right, so shooting guard, power forward.
Wait, what? Who'd you say for small forward?
Small forward? Oh, blah.
So we just going to skip past.
You
going to
see Carmelo right now?
I am.
You're tripping.
Melo at par. This got to be a
Larry Bird.
This got to be a third.
Wait a minute. What was the Larry point of your whole argument saying pick five players?
Because.
And you're not even picking Melo.
Yeah,
I am picking Melo.
Yeah, small forward?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm picking small forward Melo. And then center.
Where's your power forward?
Power forward?
Yeah.
Stop trolling, bro. We gotta get this list going.
Alright, come on. Who are you picking?
What am I on power
forward?
Power forward.
Relative to position.
I'd really.
Bro, there's only two. Please,
I'd
there's
really
only
put
three.
Bron on there.
It's all time, right?
Nah, let's just keep it like position.
Position. So
based.
Like Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett,
Dirk.
Those are really the three.
Think about fit though. Think about fit.
With
Melo,
I'd honestly go.
If you got Melo, you got to go with some defense around.
That's what I'm saying.
Corey, that's what I'm
really going. Tim. No, I'm going Dirk.
Go KG.
Kevin Gar.
I mean,
you quit gripping
KG
the mic.
Tim. My fault.
I just hear.
Oh yeah. I don't really want to put Carmelo with Kevin Garnett.
Put him with Tim. Tim is good.
If I put
Garnett,
if I put
would smack
Melo,
him across the face when he takes some stupid shot.
Exactly. If I put Melo with Kevin Garnett,
that's chemistry.
I feel like
they gonna yell at each other.
I feel like with that, it's gonna be a CP3 Harden type situation.
That's not. You're tripping.
This is getting off topic. Center.
The list though.
Tristan Thompson.
Shut up.
This is my top five.
Who are you putting at center?
Center Dwight.
Thank
you.
Okay.
I like that.
At that prime time, Dwight.
All right, so you're really just going two offensive players. Who's your shooting guard?
Shooting guard.
You said Jordan.
Yeah.
All right, so really just.
For me,
scores
for
and
me,
in the defensive backcourt.
For me,
frontcourt.
I'm going Magic Johnson at point guard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kobe at shooting guard.
Okay.
Small forward.
Know who you picking, bro.
I'm not picking LeBron, no.
Okay, so you can go with the Indiana legend, Larry Bird.
I don't know. I don't really know who I'd go with small
forward. You're very limited.
I could go Kawhi. Actually, give me KD. KD's the greatest scorer of all time.
Give
me KD. At the four, give me Garnett. And then at the five, I want Kareem.
Okay. He's got a very good life.
Take away my Curry. Give me Miller. Give me Miller.
You're hot.
It's Miller. Reggie Miller's a shooting guard.
We're going relative to positions.
Relative was.
Does it have to be?
You just keep Curry, bro. You got Curry.
I'm gonna keep Curry.
I was gonna put two small forwards.
I can't even lie to you. Corey's team's getting washed up if we put them all in like a season.
Because
Carmelo's not gonna. Carmelo ain't stopping freaking.
I don't know why you
said
you're
on
defense and you're gonna pick up Carmelo. Okay.
And Curry.
Okay, point guard.
Should have picked up James Harden while you're at it.
You gotta have Curry for point guard.
Yeah.
That's just a loss.
Or Magic.
Dame?
But it's really between
y'all
them
like
two.
Y'all act like Curry past Magic Johnson all
Quick,
time.
Nah.
But I mean, it's really just, it's two. You
I
can't really
like
be
Curry
mad at
ain't
either.
Past Magic Johnson yet.
Yeah, he ain't past him.
No,
like,
nowhere near.
Relative to like how the NBA is and how like it works, yeah, Curry's the better option. Think about it. He can play make still and he got that shot. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Golly, Latif, you be speaking low. Let me turn you up. Go ahead.
Okay, shooting guard. Oh, it's kind of, it ain't that hard.
Yeah, not really. It's really.
I've been thinking it's super hard. MJ. No, no question. Small forward is the hard one. So kinda. Small forward. No,
every kind of is.
KD, LeBron.
I might go with. See, Kawhi. I want to say LeBron. I want to say Giannis. Either or. Because I was going to put like the other know, one. Maybe power not forward, but y'all said relative position. So I got to pick one or the other.
Oh, hey, you got to replace Dwight because Dwight isn't on the list.
It's only the list?
Yeah, you got to go off the list.
Okay. It's only the list. I'm sorry, KD, but I got to go LeBron small forward because like we don't really got like a pure, pure playmaker. Yeah. LeBron like the better playmaker out of them two.
Okay.
Power forward. Shoot. Dang.
Dirk
Garnett. Least favorite position, bro. I don't like position at all.
I mean, it's not really that stacked as the other ones, really.
Not at all.
Like, hey, I'd say, nah, it's a story for another day.
We got defense with MJ, but we need some more interior defense. I don't like Carmelo. He weird.
Oh, I'm tweaking, bro. I'm going Shaq for my center.
Yeah, that's
true. Will you pick Dwight?
Yeah, he picked Dwight after
that. But he's not on the list.
Still good,
so I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, he's not on the list.
Who are you picking power forward?
Power forward. Really?
Giannis.
Giannis, okay.
Giannis.
Okay.
I need that list.
Some a paint center. Mastery.
He going off of 2K ratings.
Wait, Giannis small forward.
No, he's a power forward. He's definitely power forward.
He's mad athletic. That's why I need him. And he played like.
He's definitely a power forward.
I promise you, 2K has him at small forward.
He's definitely a power forward because Chris Middleton is small forward.
Oh yeah.
That's
Chris Middleton.
Center. He got it center.
It shouldn't be this hard. Honestly,
I already got Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq.
So, well, no, Kareem. Because you both took MJ. We're just going off just of, going, like, yeah.
I'm going to have to go Shaq then. I don't know who else to pick. Really.
Why don't you pick
Kareem?
Kareem is either or. Honestly.
Kareem, Dirk.
Bill Russell.
I mean, why didn't you pick
him? Not a center.
Because I want Shaq, bro. What you mean?
Dirk and AD aren't centers.
Yeah, they probably would.
AD runs center, though. Like, it's so hard.
He can run center. He can run center.
They be playing, like, two positions at a time now.
Yeah, I was like, they most definitely be playing two positions at a time. So,
you'll see nowadays, really going off playing power forward and small forward.
I mean, the NBA now really is positionless, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Well, like, if we're going off of current play,
yeah,
there's too many things that players can do. They can play two.
LeBron at the point, Clyde Drexler at the two.
Yeah, that's
KD at the three.
But if we're basing off of what you're talking
about, you got to be point guard.
But you got a center, Latif.
He said,
I'm taking Shaq. Might as well.
Who are you taking, Quavel?
Point guard. You know, I'm a defensive oriented guy. Okay. At point guard, I got.
Fat Ben.
Nah, Chris Paul. Chris Paul at point. Chris Paul at point can score.
Oh yeah,
man. Just the rug
cooking
him
choice,
up. And then he can just he plays defense. Like he's like top 10 in steals, I think, ain't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, shooting guard. I got MJ. Duh.
Of course.
Small forward.
Took Kobe. R.I.P.
Small forward. Y'all know who I got, man. I got Kawhi Leonard, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, 2-time Final MVP.
Reasonable.
Hey, why are you laughing? You got Carmelo Anthony.
That's what I'm saying, Carl. You got the right to talk.
Good defense,
bro,
right there, buddy.
Put Carmelo and Kawhi in a 1v1, bro.
Kawhi is winning.
You said Kawhi is winning, bro.
Your mic's off, Nakori. Go ahead, Quavel.
All right, power forward. I'm gonna get.
I'm not about to let him finish that sentence because if he would have said
Anthony, bro, Carmelo and.
I'm not letting you finish that sentence, bro.
Nah, bro. You're tripping, man. But power forward, I think I'm going to go with Tim Duncan. And then center.
That's cool.
Center, I'm going to go with underrated pick. I'm going to get Hakeem Olajuwon.
I was thinking
it's
Hakeem the Dream.
It's a good pick.
This is a universal defensive team. Who is scoring?
I can't even lie to you. Kobe would figure it out. Kobe and MJ would figure out how to score.
Yeah, Kobe.
That's why I got MJ to guard MJ.
And then
Hakeem was smart. Hakeem was smart.
They stall each other out.
Didn't you pick up KD?
Yeah.
KD's
the greatest scorer we've ever
seen. We got the front court is Kawhi, Tim Duncan, and Hakeem.
That's crazy.
Them rotations are going to be crazy.
People don't get
it. It still shocks me how Dwight Howard isn't on this list.
Yeah, that's still like.
And he just, oh my gosh, it makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Aiden's doing his stuff, huh?
So at point, I got Stockton. Shooting guard, I got obviously.
Stockton's not on the list.
He is on
Stockton
the list.
Is on the list.
Oh, he is?
He's go to the very end. He's right there.
Yep, he is.
All
right. Right next to Bill Russell.
Okay.
Probably have to go with MJ. Only logical answer here. Small forward LeBron.
Yeah, you can pick Kobe. I don't. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I just did it so you can get him.
Small forward LeBron. Power forward Tim Duncan. Center Hakeem.
Okay. I don't like.
Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar.
People call Kobe like. They call like Kobe. Kobe's basically Jordan. It's kind of like, none of y'all are NASCAR fans, but if y'all are NASCAR fans, it's like Jeff Gordon's Dale Earnhardt. Like, people look at them like as the same person dang near. So it's like, what?
Point guard.
PG?
Yes.
Steve Nash?
What is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, the next time we have an NBA episode, Nicori Hogue will not be on it. I am sorry.
There's
for
no
the
way
statement.
You just asked me that.
You just heard it.
Highlight hole running a Steve Nash at the six?
He just,
I mean, the five?
He just asked for Steve Nash as a point guard.
Steve Nash on the wing, yo.
Steve Nash as shooting guard.
Steve Nash is just a 3-point
guard. I'm trying to think.
I'm thinking about it, and it was in my head, but it just like left.
No.
So I'm thinking, I was like, bro, what position did he play?
I don't want to make your guys' ears bleed any longer. So that is going to do it for this episode of Off the Cuff. Thank you guys for listening. Nicori will not be back.
Steve Nash with CP3?
NBA episode.
You whispered it, bro.
I'm trying to outro.
Y'all crazy, man.
Thank y'all for listening. I'm sorry for Nicori's comments in this one. We will be back with more NFL off the cuff predictions and hopefully more NBA news because the NBA is back, folks. Don't
love to hear it.
Don't be sour. Too sweet to be sour. Deuces.